Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
I got a place to go in the morning. Going to work. I got a place to go when I rise.
I got this is Sound Check. I'm John Schaefer. If you work full time, you probably spend more time at work than you do with your friends and maybe even your family. And while you're on the job, your thoughts may often wander to other things you'd rather be doing. But if you've ever lost a job, you know the experience can be terrifying. And today's uncertain economy sheds new light on the role work plays in our lives. The musician and playwright Ethan Lipton turned his own unemployment anxiety into a new work filled with humor, insight, and more than a few office jokes. It's called No Place to Go, and it unites Lipton's dual artistic lives in music and theater into a semi-staged piece produced by the Public Theater. We'll hear more about it in a moment, but first, here's one of those songs about coming to grips with an impending layoff. It's called Three-Tier Plan. That's tier as in T-E-A-R. Three-Tier Plan, Ethan Lipton and his orchestra, live on Soundcheck.
First I'm gonna cry, then I'm gonna weep, then I'm gonna lie down on my bed and ball until I fall asleep. If somebody calls, I'll call them back next week, 'cause I am doing what I can. That's my three-tier plan. First I'm gonna cry, then I'm gonna weep, then I'm gonna lie down on my bed and ball until I fall asleep. If somebody needs me, you can tell them I'm at sea, 'cause I am doing what I can. That's my three-tier plan. First I'm gonna cry, then I'm gonna weep, then I'm gonna lie down on my bed and ball until I fall asleep. If somebody needs me, they can find me up a tree, 'cause I am doing what I can. That's my three-tier plan. Doing what I can.
Ethan Lipton and his orchestra live on Soundcheck with a musical ode to unemployment called No Place to Go. That excerpt is called Three-Tier Plan, and in addition to Ethan singing, you heard Ian Riggs playing the bass, Eben Levy playing electric guitar, Vito Dieterle playing the saxophone. Ethan, to you and the band, welcome back to Soundcheck.
Thanks for having us. Glad to be here.
So the story here is that you are an information refiner at a company that is moving from our town, wherever that is, to Mars.
Yeah.
Aside from the Mars part, how autobiographical is this?
Well, it is inspired by an experience that I had. I worked at a company for a long time, 10 years, in our town, that was my lifeline, kept me going as an artist. And that job went away. And, you know, the story in the piece is from the perspective of a character, but he is a lot like me.
Now, you know, day jobs get a bum rap sometimes, you know, when you're talking to artists, musicians, what have you. In your piece, the day job is not a bad thing. And your character kind of misses it when it's gone.
Yeah, I felt like I had come to a good compromise with what I wanted to do. I felt like I bought time and kind of artistic freedom with the job that I had, and I liked the people I work with. Mm-hmm. And it was something that, you know, I'm not sure that I knew until it all fell apart how much it was sort of the glue that held a lot of my life together. It wasn't something that I complained about a lot or mm-hmm. felt like I was, you know, entitled to something different. It was...
What was the job?
I was a copy editor.
Mm-hmm. That is information refining, isn't
that
it?
That is, yes. That is my fancy title for copy editing.
And you know, you, as happens with your character in the piece, is confronted with this decision. The company is moving. Do you stay or do you go? How did you make your decision?
By mostly not making my decision for a long time. We had been given a fair amount of notice, and I think at the beginning we all thought it was pretty preposterous. And that's why I say in the piece that the company is moving to Mars, mm-hmm. because it felt like the company was moving to Mars. And then as the deadline for leaving got closer and closer, more and more people decided to go for a lot of very good reasons. Mm-hmm. And I sort of wasn't sure what I would do. I did give it some consideration, and then when the time came, you know, decided that I had that job because I lived in New York and I love living in New York, mm-hmm. and that was more important to me.
But this all sounds way too familiar and depressing. It's ripped from the headlines.
Yeah.
In fact, the show No Place to Go has all these funny elements in it, one of them being your character deciding, well, what's really keeping me? And meanwhile, these three guys standing behind you are going,
yeah.
and it takes like the whole show before the character realizes, oh, well, there's this kind of support community, these musicians I make music with to keep me here. There are various other characters as well, including the last sandwich, which, if I remember correctly, is turkey and cheese
mm-hmm.
with avocado, which is not going to stay fresh very long at all. So the ongoing saga of this final sandwich that's been left behind in the conference room is a subplot, I guess.
Yeah, the sandwich is sort of a metaphor for the rest of us wanting to feel like somebody wants us.
Mm-hmm. Who is Mark Giles? Because he's the character in this next song you're going to do called Mighty Mensch.
Mark Giles was a guy we worked with, and he, in the show, I say that, you know, I would like to tell people about everybody I worked with, and I can't, so I tell him about Mark. Mark actually passed away in the year that we were all deciding what we were going to do. He had been ill. And the reason I wanted to write something about him, in addition to sort of being a tribute to him, is that he personified the incongruity of a lot of the people that I love in this town.
Mm.
He was a lot of disparate elements, and it's the kind of person who this town used to be full of and is now maybe less full of as the companies that supported so many of us take off.
So unlike the turkey and cheese sandwich, Mark Giles was a real guy that you actually did work with.
Yes, Mark Giles is that's the only last name in the show, and he was a real guy that I worked with.
All right, let's hear the song. It's called Mighty Mensch. And it comes from Ethan Lipton and his orchestra from their show called No Place to Go, which runs at Joe's Pub here in New York through April 8th. You can find more information on the Soundcheck page, WNYC.org. Here's Ethan Lipton and his orchestra live on Soundcheck.
They still make men in Brooklyn like the mighty mensch Mark Giles. Do we know who will be singing early Sondheim in the aisles? And will some someone bring the munchkins for every man, woman, and child? Do they still make men in Brooklyn like the mighty Mensch Mark Jives? Do they make men bigger than brownstones? Men who roar louder than jets? Do they make tough literate foodies who to weep for a win from the Mets? Are there men who still live for their family? Men who believe in their Lord? When Jesus said any regrets, Mark told him, I'm just looking for I'm going to be with my mom and my dad, my brother and Warren's Yvonne. And if you need friends up in heaven, well, I've hundreds I'm bringing along. And if somebody tells you it's tragic I left, you tell the poor bastard he's wrong. 'Cause I lived a whole life down in Brooklyn, and I did it while singing a song. Do they still make men in Brooklyn like the mighty men Mark Jives? Will someone stand and speak for all the hardcore cinephile? And will someone grill the hot dogs for every man, woman, and child? Do they still make men in Brooklyn like the mighty Mensch Mark Jives? Here's to hoping for more men in Brooklyn like the mighty Mensch Mark Jives.
Ethan Lipton and his orchestra live on Soundcheck. Mighty Mensch is the name of that excerpt from the show called No Place to Go, and that, again, a lament for Ethan's real-life, once-upon-a-time co-worker, the late Mark Jives. We learn a lot about him. Cinephile, foodie, Mets fan, Warren Zevon fan. Mm-hmm. Nice of you to keep, you know, his memory alive in the course of the... So he was someone who passed away while you were all in your company dealing with the decision whether to go leave New York with the company or stay behind and lose the job.
Yeah.
Most of the rest of the show is
a hoot.
and much more fictional as well. How what do you call this? Is it a song cycle? Is it a musical?
We call it, what did Vito say? We call it Steve. we've been calling it a musical ode to the unemployed, which also sort of skirts the question.
Right.
It's a piece of theater, I think, for sure. Mm-hmm. And our director, Lee Silverman, has helped make it that. It's kind of a hybrid, you know, it's a musical, it's a play. When I was writing it, I was conscious of doing it for the band. We've been playing together for 7 years, and I wanted to make sure that the songs had a kind of integrity that we could stand by and feel good playing, and then sort of weave that into a theatrical narrative. So the music is certainly deeply embedded in the DNA, mm-hmm. But we are telling a story.
And you are in character. I mean, it's a character based on you.
Yeah.
How weird is that?
It's delightful. I mean, for me, there are a lot of targets, I think, in the piece, because what the piece is really exploring is kind of the helplessness, mm-hmm. That one feels, and so there is a political element, and there is you know, an economic element. There's a lot of sort of societal things, but right. one of the big targets is me and my own inability to kind of like figure out what to do and my own inability to move on. And so to be able to be up there and poke fun at myself by sort of owning the less noble parts of myself is fun.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad you mentioned the political aspect, because without getting into any kind of screed, in this next song, WPA, you know, there's kind of a sidelong suggestion that, hey, we faced this in our country once before and came up with something that not only created jobs, but created art, and much of it very long-lasting art.
Yeah.
You want to do that song for us now?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. It's Ethan Lipton and his orchestra. The show, No Place to Go, is at Joe's Pub through April 8th. There's also a CD of songs from the show available on Ethan's site. Again, information on our webpage, wnyc.org/soundcheck. This song is called WPA.
Did you hear what they did at the WPA? When the banks went belly up and the jobs all went away, they reinvested in America. They put the poor to work at honest pay. They built dams and roads and bridges, things that we still use today. Did you hear what they did at the WPA? The speculators drove the market into New York Bay. They gave a core of citizens a place to go and a chance to make some hay. They built schools and pools and airports, things that we still use today. Stomp your feet now, clap your hands. Harry Hopkins, he's our man. His art pounding to a different beat. He said even artists need to eat. Did you hear what they did at the WPA? The lion-hearted nation found its soul in disarray. They turned to writers and photographers, painters, hell, and even cabaret. They created culture, baby, something we still use today. Stomp your feet now, clap your hands. Harry Hopkins, he's our man. His art pounded to a different beat. He said even artists need to eat. He said even artists need to eat. Did you hear what they did at the WPA?
WPA is a tribute to the Great Depression era government program that supported the arts and created jobs, and it's part of No Place to Go, the show by Ethan Lipton and his orchestra. Ian Riggs playing bass, Eben Levy playing electric guitar, Vito Dieterle playing the saxophone, Ethan, of course, singing and telling the story during the course of this evening-length piece at Joe's Pub, running through April 8th. And Ethan, it was actually a result of NEA funding of the Public Theater that gave you the opportunity to create this piece. So
it was actually
nice
to think, yeah.
Little bit of yep. perhaps cultural history repeating mm-hmm. itself. So what's next? I mean, do you now have another day job?
I do. It's called No Place to Go. And it lasts until April 8th at Joe's Pub at the Public Theater. Yeah, I mean, that is sort of one of the great things about this piece, is it literally gave me a job, and it gave me a bunch of coworkers I never had. It's been great to work at the Public. They have been mm-hmm. incredibly supportive. And after that, I have a play coming up in June called Luther.
All right.
It'll be opening up in town.
And will No Place to Go have a place to go after its New York run?
We hope so.
All right. Ethan Lipton and his orchestra performing live for us in the Soundcheck studio. Guys, thanks so much. Great to see you again.
Thanks for having us, John.
That's going to do it for Soundcheck today. On our next program, the British boy band called One Direction debuted at the top of the U.S. album chart with their album Up All Night. We'll survey the latest crop of all-male groups singing and dancing their way into tween hearts worldwide. Plus tomorrow, a live performance from Spanish bassist and composer Alexis Cuadrado. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Our engineer today was Paul Schneider. The program produced by Katie Bishop and Greta Cohn. Our senior producer is Joel Meyer. We had help from Ellen Walkington and Amy Pearl. I'm John Schaefer. Tune in tomorrow for another Soundcheck.
The glamorous life of a pirate. Yeah, I know. But at least I got a place to go. When you get down to it, it's one of the most important relationships in my life. My job and I feel a need for each other, and it's nice the way we do it. We do it with kindness and respect, dignity and good humor. There are times when I come through for my job in a pinch, and times when my job saves me from myself. When I show up to the office after a few days at home, and I'm like a sixth grader walking out of Yom Kippur services, my throat parched, my soul screaming for escape from its own twitchiness. Man, I'm not kidding when I tell you, I love my job.